If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
What is happening? It is the Nintendo PowerCast, episode 400. Wait, we practiced this. It is episode 400.
Johnny gets excited.
Yeah, Johnny gets too excited.
I get way too excited.
Just way too excited. So, before we get into this, we got so much to tell you guys. All kinds of new socials. We're on TikTok. We're on Twitter. Facebook, Instagram, Farmers Only. I said TikTok.
TikTok twice.
Brand new. Right now, we are live on a brand new YouTube channel as well. As well as we're on N64 Josh, but it's going to be moving. We're not going to be on N64 Josh any longer. It's going to be on the Nintendo PowerCast on YouTube. There'll be a link in the description. And you guys will be able to subscribe there. We've put out our first two TikToks.
They're gold.
They are. Gems. We had to do two takes. Yeah, it was a good time. So, yeah, a lot of fun stuff happening there. What's up, chat? I want to say what's up to everybody. I see Car Gaming and Takashi Cooper and Vans Shoes, Smoke and Joe, Squid Not. Beard, I think is what it says.
I want to see the arm wrestling. That's what's happening.
Without your servant shirt. Is here. So welcome on in, everybody. Glad you guys are here hanging with us. I'm playing producer role here, trying to change cameras while we talk. So bear with me on that. We are in an Airbnb in Denver. We've never all been in the same room together. This is the first time. Yeah. And the
That would be next to cheesy. Like, I feel like that's a bad idea.
Why would that be a bad idea?
We already like fought like three times.
Yeah, it's true.
You've been here for like 2 hours.
Who won?
Oh, I didn't.
No. Yeah, there's no proof.
There's no proof. Everything was filmed. So, you know, in NPC fashion, we got to find out where can you guys follow the host. So, Cheesy, kick us off. Where can people connect with you?
Which camera is it?
Yeah, where are we going?
When you're talking, talk there.
All right. You follow me at CheezyC64, CheezyC64 on TikTok, on Twitter, on Twitch, on Instagram, everywhere.
Johnny, how about you?
I'm JohnnyBo everywhere. Twitch. No, I'm not. Twitter, YouTube, mostly YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram.
Crawler, where can people find you?
Best spots to find me are TikTok and Twitter, Nightcrawler724, Nightcrawlers without the E.
And you guys can find me everywhere at N64 Josh. I'm doing a little bit of on the fly volume control here.
For the people that are in the chat, does the volume sound okay?
No, they're saying that we can barely hear Cheesy and Johnny. So
that's we're on the same channel. That's probably for the best though.
Keep talking.
Potentially.
I don't know. I mean, it's been really fun to hang out with Josh and Crawler.
Wow. Wow. Don't let them fool you. They had signs at the airport, and they're like, we love you, Johnny.
No, Johnny showed up 10 minutes late.
Johnny got lost.
No, because I was walking.
When there was
I was doing exercise. And I'm out of breath. Like, if I start huffing, it's because
of the elevation.
Elevation. Yeah. Not because I'm out of shape.
For those that don't know, Denver is a mile high above sea level. So
you can feel it. You can feel it.
It's from the chat, it says I can hear Johnny, so it's worse content but better quality.
Hey, who is that?
Who said that one?
That's my favorite person.
That was a servant 117.
That was a burn. I'm leaving. All right, I'm gone.
No, don't stay. Please stay. Please stay. So, yeah, it's episode 400. We literally have nothing to talk about. So, chat, we're going to fully rely on you. Jeez, he just looked at me like, wait, what? No, it's been 400 episodes of this. I see Brian in the chat. It says it sounded like a forced response. Brian helped me get this thing started. Mm-hmm. Like, Brian is AKA Destinaut. For those of you that don't know, he's like, oh, thanks for outing me like that. This thing, what's crazy is it's the 400th episode, and this show turned 6 years old on February 23rd.
Wow.
So
where are we going on February
23rd? LA, right?
Yeah, I
guess. Oh yeah, Universal will be open by then. So.
Yeah, we'll go. It's Nintendo Land time. You guys ready? So no, and it's crazy to look like 6 years is not a short period of time. 400, and it's because I've done bonus episodes and stuff. It's more like 450 or even more. But
oh, so we're lying.
We're not. It's 400 of the mainline.
I want to know how many times you mislabeled, like miscounted.
Oh,
like,
don't.
Just I did it the, last the main week. Game. The I main did it podcast. Last week.
Okay, I got a message in the podcast questions like,
was it? You, three, did you label it 398?
You know, this is 399, right? I'm like, it was my first day. I'm sorry.
I went to go so. Leave Restream last week, and I clicked go live, and I quick exit.
That's funny. So yeah, I mean, looking back on this, it was the excitement of the Switch, right? And I thought maybe it'd kind of be fun. This is just like on the fly, but like thinking back to the Switch announcement, okay? And Cheesy, I'll let you kick this off. Like, what do you remember? Kind of what was going through your mind when the Switch was announced? And was it immediately a day one purchase for you? Like, give us like. I know you're going to kind of have to go back 6 years, right? But
we're going to preface this. We learned today that Cheesy apparently has a memory of an elephant. Is mm-hmm. that the one that
yes, correct.
Remembers? Except for his relationship.
That's not true. We got married. Was it last year? No. Yeah. So with the Switch, they came out in October. I think that was when they
the reveal. Yeah.
Yeah, the reveal. And I just remember watching it and it was just so magical. And I needed to show everybody this new console and what it was able to do. And it was like to see Breath of the Wild, which we really hadn't seen. I don't even think did we know the title of it yet? We just knew that it was a Zelda game, right?
I think we knew it was Breath of the Wild. I think
okay.
we knew. I think
okay.
We knew.
When the Switch was announced?
Because
it was
yeah.
like, wasn't that, it was right. a Wii development yeah. for like 6 years.
Yeah, yeah,
wasn't
yeah.
Wasn't that February?
Well, so they show, it was in January where they did like the investors.
The
event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that the first time that we saw, that we knew that it was coming to the Switch? The Zelda game?
Well, no, I mean, they showed it during the October reveal. They had Zelda and then they also had Mario.
But it was also a title that had been working for, what, 5-6 years at that point?
Yeah, yeah.
And delayed and delayed and delayed.
The fact that you can, like, play this Zelda game and Mario and bring it to rooftop parties, like what they show, because we all do that
all the time. We were on the roof tonight.
Yeah. I mean,
that's where we're heading. Hey, after we
have
this.
Look how many Switches we have in front of us.
They weren't wrong. But I think it's going to be really hard to top something, you know, that is just as amazing, or maybe they just do the same thing, which it would work, you know, it would sell. I just remember the reveal. I remember in January how big of a deal that was, and we saw Splatoon 2 for the first time and Super Mario Odyssey. It's been a really magical time for Nintendo, and it seems like it's just going to keep going.
I remember the Splatoon 2 reveal because they made a big deal about esports, and then they did nothing with esports.
Wait, there's a tournament every month. On
yeah, Splatoon. Turf War tournament, NA Open, or whatever.
Mario Kart has, you know.
No,
yeah, that's not competitive. That's a mess.
My favorite memory of the reveal was that picture that they tweeted out of Mario, like peeking around like a curtain or like a, I think it was a, it looked like a shower curtain.
But it wasn't like Mario from the games. It was no. Like a mascot Mario yeah. From like the,
like Japan or yeah. Something. Or,
like a character, like a dress up character.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The one that Josh has a picture of just at like, E3 or whatever. Is that PAX or E3?
That picture, that's an interesting story, actually.
Because you met the girl. That, the girl that was dressed up as Mario was the one that showed you.
The woman that was dressed up as Mario was at the Nintendo World Championships at the Super Mall at Best Buy when we had to do Mario Kart 7. And I think we got to play Dread and Odyssey for the first time. Or not Dread, I'm sorry. Returns. Samus Returns and Odyssey for the first time. And then, at E3... I started talking to her a little bit, and she was like, she pointed at Luigi and said, "Oh, I've been Luigi." And she had mentioned she lived in Washington. So I was like, "Wait, is this us?" And I pointed into a picture, and she was like, "Yeah, that is. So pretty wild. So, hey, we got, not only is Brian here, Hate Zero is here, and they're talking about the old intro that we used to have. Like, I'm gonna have to go back and listen now because I don't even remember. It's been so long. So I'll have to go check it out. But Hate saying congrats on 400 episodes. Crazy. Crawler, how about you? What thinking back to the launch of the Switch, that's really what kicked the show off, mm-hmm. right? The Switch was announced. Destinant and I were doing the Loot Cast, which was mainly Destiny focused. And then we were losing interest in that, and I was just seeing new hype for Nintendo, and I was like, I think I got to take the plunge and just kind of focus on Nintendo. And so that's where this came about. But where were you at? What do you remember about that reveal?
I was playing a ton of Destiny 2 it was Destiny 1 at the time. That's what I was mainly focused on. I really wanted a Switch. I didn't get one right at launch. They were also hard to get at launch. I remember trying to avoid I remember trying to avoid watching a lot of Breath of the Wild just to not ruin it.
So you didn't play Breath of the Wild on Wii U? You just waited?
I waited.
Oh my goodness.
Well, you just bought it on Wii U.
I just got it. I just got a brand new game on Wii U.
But I waited. I had the best October and November that same launch year. Because I bought a Switch on Odyssey release night and devoured that game in a weekend, pretty much. I'm excited. From our conversation, a month or so ago, 2 months ago, I want to go back and play Odyssey just to re-experience it. But I picked up Breath of the Wild, I think, right around Black Friday, and just got lost in that game for hundreds of hours. And
it on sale?
I don't know if I got it on sale or not.
Probably not.
It was Black Friday. I bought it. Maybe. I don't know.
$2 off.
$10 maybe. Off. Maybe.
But if you got it at Target, you may have bought three games and got one free.
Oh yeah, they had to buy two, get one free.
They reboxed it because I got like the Explorers Edition, I think,
that has the book in it.
Yeah,
yeah.
There was something. Somebody asked if I got the, I guess this was a Wii U edition that had the wrong controllers on the back. I don't think the one I got did, but I didn't know that was a thing.
Does it have good tablet support on Wii U?
I have not opened it yet.
How good are you, Johnny?
So, all right, here's the explanation. So I bought Breath of the Wild on the Wii U because I wanted to see if there was any big differences between the Wii U and the Switch, see if there's gamepad support. Because like Wind Waker on Wii U is great because it has the map, it has the items on the gamepad. But then somebody in my comments said, "You got a sealed copy?" I'm like, "Oh no, is this rare? Like, am I gonna regret opening this?"
So you're gonna load points on your Wii U account and buy it digitally, probably, huh?
But buying it for a third time, because I also want to buy it digitally on the Switch, because I had it's like one of my own. Oh, actually, you know what?
Is that a physical game? That's you have?
The only physical game I brought with me. I don't even have to open this thing. That is sad.
The OLEDs are harder to open.
Wait, how do you open it?
That you're doing it right.
That's not even where the game goes.
Yeah, that doesn't open that way.
Well, it opens the other way.
I didn't realize you were pulling it that much. You got to get your finger in there. Stop.
Josh, how
digital
about
is better.
How was the Switch reveal when you first saw it? Like, yeah. What did it do for you?
You know what's weird? The thing that sticks out to me the most is the HD rumble of 1-2 Switch.
Yeah.
Which, like, you know, it was just like a fun little novelty game that my kids played and would still play. And then I remember seeing FIFA and thinking, yo, there's actually some third-party support. Remember the guy gets on the plane and he's playing Skyrim? And
yeah.
We're like...
Fun fact, FIFA hasn't changed since...
Yeah, from the launch. Since the launch.
Still the same game. Yeah, very true. So, yeah, well, it's...
Did Skyrim launch with the Switch? No, I think it came out like that.
It came out later.
It wasn't too much... It was all in that year. Like, that first year was
still $60.
Huge. Yeah,
and the anniversary edition is like 80 or 90, I think, on the Switch.
I still want to get that because I want to get the Highland Shield and the Master Sword. But I'm not paying $60 for a 20-year-old game at this point.
Well, it's been on sale. Like, it was $50 or $30.
They've only discounted it digitally, I think. I don't think they've discounted it physical.
Oh,
it's
that's
rare.
True.
It's rare to see it discounted physical.
Yeah.
Digital's better. So we're in person, and like Crawler has a big,
huge.
Look how many, like, that's such a waste of space.
It's there.
Show it to the camera.
They're all there. Most of them. And I saw more back on the shelf at home.
Yeah. It's so annoying to try to find a game. Like, do you even know where any games are? Do you have to like search?
Yes, I know.
Like you, I just have all the tiles.
Do you know where
beautiful.
All the tiles are? That's
no, but point. Like you still can. It's much easier than looking through that. Jeezy has like three games, so
we were just bringing multiplayer games, right?
No, that's not what. That wasn't the deal.
He lives not too far away. We
true.
Can go to his house.
Yeah.
Digital's better.
It is more convenient.
We also brought. I brought my whole Wii U. We're gonna play Nintendo Land. I'm excited.
Speaking of that, we might stream some things while we're here.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe to the new channel. You guys, if you are just tuning in, we have a brand new YouTube channel for the Nintendo PowerCast. It's literally youtube.com/@NintendoPowerCast. So if you want to stay, it's going to be strictly NPC stuff on these channels. So same as the TikTok. All four of us have taken over the TikTok, which will also be reels and everything. It's going to be crazy. Cryptic says, y'all can finally play Mario Strikers. Yes.
We ran out of time setting up this crazy 3-camera system that we have going on, but we were talking about that, and we will definitely report back to that being...
So that
a good or bad experience.
So this is the only way you could play four people, right? Like you can't
four people all on the
same Switch.
On the same
on the same
no, because like, online is only 1v1 digital. Well, no, we play. I don't know because we played together in the beta.
Yeah,
you can do four players online.
You can play 8 players local. Is what you can do.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So one person controls every character on the screen. Because it is confusing playing. We're going to see how confusing it is here when we're playing because you pass the ball, and if you're not the character that you're receiving it, then it goes to the person that passed the ball. So it's,
man. And then after this, we won't have to talk about Strikers anymore.
We'll have the definitive answer.
Yeah.
If it's worth playing at all.
Chat is asking where they can ask questions. Ask in whatever chat you're in. We are live on Twitch, YouTube, and YouTube. So
Twitch, YouTube, and YouTube.
Yeah, we're on both my channel and NBC. So if, yeah. So you guys can if you want to put your thoughts on the Switch initially launch, or you have any other questions, feel free to put them up. We will gladly discuss. As far as that reveal goes, everything else. I mean, the crazy thing is they really sold the HD Rumble. Mm-hmm. That I was excited to feel the marbles in the Joy-Con.
Yeah,
and then
nothing happened with it because developers don't know what to do.
Golf Story made it so you couldn't play quietly in bed. It would just vibrate the controller.
Yeah. Some games, like I think Snake Pass, like some random offshoot mm-hmm. games, like the rumble was so screwed up on it that it would just vibrate. I'm thinking of like Josh, you mentioned Skyrim. I believe they had Elder Scrolls or the Swords game. Yeah. I think they showed it.
Blades.
Yeah, I think they showed it.
So that was
a trailer.
E3 2019.
And we never got
it. It's out. It's a mobile game and it's free to play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
On Switch?
The game that did not come out that they showed at that reveal was Steep.
Steep
ended up being like an online.
Too ambitious.
Yeah, it was like an online only, or you had to have online to play it. And with the Switch being portable, I mean, we talked about that at length.
And L.A. Noire came out that first year.
Yeah.
And it was large,
huge.
It was larger than the internal hard drive is what the install. Yep.
Didn't even like back then you couldn't get.
You got the white bar boxes that were.
That warned you that you need to.
Download content required.
Yeah.
But like back then you couldn't get storage for that cheap. Like you couldn't get micro SDs for that cheap. So like you would buy
Because what are you rocking now?
I have a terabyte now and I still paid over $100, but
it's coming down.
It was like over $250, $300. So I had like a 64 gig or 32 gig in there. So if you get one of those bigger games like that or like L.A. Noire or I think Doom came out.
Wrestling game is the one that was the real. That was the one that like
WWE 2K.
Yeah,
2016.
That was the first. I believe that was the first one that everybody was like, "Yo, I can't even fit this on the update that comes with this game. Doesn't even fit internally." Internally, so.
The Witcher is all on the cart. That was later, though.
Yeah,
and CD Projekt Red paid for the cart too, and they swallowed that cost because I don't think. They passed it on. They passed it on with an older game being still $60.
It doesn't go on sale on the Switch very often.
Because it's tax.
It's usually like $5, $10 everywhere else, but on the Switch, $60.
Yeah, there obviously are a lot of problems with the Switch, but looking back at, when we had the Wii era, that was all just motion control, and either people were like on top of, they were like, were all in on motion control or they hated it, and then came out Wii U, which just became a bigger laughing stock.
It was confusing marketing as well.
And now we have the Switch, which it could be a lot better, but like look at what it has done in the past 6 years, and Nintendo's still growing. We have a theme park that's opening up in February. There's
expansion in Japan
soon. And then the Mario movie comes out in April.
I think there was a story that, or a report that the Nintendo Switch sold 3 million units more than any of the consoles combined in Japan last year.
Hmm.
And the Switch was the highest selling console in December in everywhere except for like Europe or something.
I have a buddy that's like looking for a pro controller right now and he can't find them anywhere. And I think that was just because of the holidays and people are buying Switches.
We got fancy pro controllers here.
Yes, we do. I'm going to get to some of the comments in chat. Brian says Nintendo needs to see this. Adults who are their true audience have to buy 3 plane tickets to play their stupid local online multiplayer. worth it. Zen Cherry says best place for fries, their opinion is Buffalo Wild Wings, so
Best. That's random. That is a random one.
It is a random one. You got,
I appreciate it, though. Yeah.
Five Guys is pretty good.
Five Guys does have some good fries.
Anywhere that has, like, fresh cut fries, that does them well, that's real, really.
What about Chick-fil-A's waffle fries?
Ooh, waffle fries.
It depends. Yeah. They can mess those up. They can be soggy. They can overcook them, too.
I like steak fries, too. So
Red Robin bottomless fries, you never go wrong.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Campfire
sauce. That's the way to go.
There you go. Let's see. Evan 64 wants to know, Tears of the Kingdom Switch OLED. If it's real, I love the typo. It says, would it coke out before the actual game, but it's supposed to be come out.
Usually release them like a week before. Like the Pokemon Switch, I think, came out a week before.
Splatoon came out
a week before, or maybe even 2 weeks.
Smash.
Yeah, I don't remember that, but they released it like a week or two before without the game, and you don't get the game with it. So
that is true. That is true. Servant here says, you'll have great memories of the Switch launch. What are your thoughts moving forward? Hope or despair? Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, God. I hope for our sake, and if we want to continue to do this, there's hope.
I mean, I don't know how there can't be hope after like the high that they've been on, and they've already gone through what the Wii U was and the marketing decisions that, you know, failed them on that.
I think that has them scared though for going forward.
Sure.
The utter high of Wii to the valley of Wii U.
Yeah.
To the peak of Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Ebbs and flows.
Here's what I would do. Here's what I would do, which I think is what they're doing, because I'm a smart guy, and I think that would.
So like being live with John Evo, you can't mute him. You can't turn him off.
Where's the pillow?
We'll just put a blanket over you.
But no, seriously. Like a huge factor of the Switch's launch success was they had a game every month, right? They had Breath of the Wild first month, Mario Kart second, and they had ARMS and Splatoon 2 and Mario plus Rabbids and Odyssey all in that first year. So I think what they're doing is they're holding games that they would maybe release on the Switch and put it on the next thing to have some type of launch year that would allow them to release something that often.
Because we don't know much. So after Kirby, there's third party stuff. There's Bayonetta. And there's
Tears of the Kingdom.
Well, Tears of the Kingdom is May.
I think Tears of the Kingdom is the last thing that we know. Yeah, Pikmin,
but we don't have a release date
for that.
Advance Wars, maybe.
Kirby's in February though. March is Octopath 2.
Octopath is in February. It's the same day as Kirby.
March is Bayonetta.
Then April we don't know, but May is Tears of the Kingdom.
I don't have the names in front of me, but they tweeted out this week a SpongeBob game.
Yeah.
A Cosmic Shape.
Yeah.
And doesn't look too bad.
And is it
Seriously.
I'm sure it's...
Well, it's the same team that did Battle for Bikini Bottom, right?
That wasn't great. But, like, they have the...
Well, what was the good one that just got re-released that was not...
Yeah, Battle for Bikini Bottom.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. But they're bringing back all the original voice actors. So that was they showed a trailer for it. I think it was a couple days ago, and they had all the voice actors just basically doing their lines. But they didn't show any gameplay, which we know it's going to be like probably a platformer of some kind.
Is it a new game? Is it a brand new game?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it.
Is it a 3D platformer though?
Yeah. Because
wasn't the other one a 3D platformer?
Yeah.
And then the other game that they tweeted out was, I think it was a Tails game. I don't have it in front of me right now.
Oh, we keep forgetting Fire Emblem is next week.
Yeah.
And that's going to be big. Like, I know it's more of a niche title. I had to get it in live.
I got to go get a beer then over there.
take a drink. But, I think Fire Emblem is going to be big. Three Houses sold like 3 million copies. I think Engage will probably do similar numbers, if not more.
Is it gonna? It's not gonna have as much tea time and.
No, it has exercise.
It does.
It has exercise, okay. And
Thank you. I got you.
Yeah, I think it has exercise and something else now.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm excited for it. Amiibos are re-releasing, so.
That's going to be my first Fire Emblem game. So I really don't have, like, any hype going into it. Or, you know, like, I'm not dreading it. I don't know what to expect. So,
waifus.
Mm-hmm. Husbandos.
Husbandos.
Colored hair.
Yeah.
Swords.
Axes.
Pegasuses.
Wow.
Dragons. Is that the correct plural? Pegasuses?
Pegasi.
Pegasi.
So it's got it all, apparently.
Yeah, it does. It does. I wonder if in Awakening you could make babies. They haven't had that since Awakening.
There's Pokemon that make babies.
Yeah. We're just talking about that. There's a Pokemon event for Valentine's Day to make babies.
The mouse Pokemon that make babies when they evolve.
Yeah. It's not me. Like, Pokemon Company did it.
I believe you.
I like how John Ebo has to defend himself. Like, this is
I didn't think about this.
I mean, what's
PG stream, you know, family friendly, all right?
What are they? I'm guessing a name of is his name just Procreate, the mouse?
Like, no, it's Tandem Mouse.
Oh, okay.
What is it? What is the evolved name?
Oh, God, I don't even know.
Chat, help us out.
But yeah, so it's two.
Brian will probably come up with something good.
Oh yeah,
it's two mice to start. Like, that's the first evolution, or the first like base evolution, and then when it evolves, it makes a baby.
And there's a rare evolution
where you can get two babies.
Do you guys ever think it's weird, like, how we just somehow got into this hobby, and like there's so many different worlds that you can go into, and we're talking about, like,
you can make babies on picnics.
What kind of Pokemon game is this? I played it. I don't even remember it.
I never did.
And you can make a sandwich.
Oh, I never made
babies faster.
I never made a sandwich. I was too busy being a champ.
I'm a Pokemon master. Yeah, I have the shiny charm. I have like 50 shinies at this point.
Yeah.
You finally beat the game, didn't you?
Which one?
Scarlet and Violet, whichever one you were playing?
Yeah.
You went down to the crater and rolled the credits?
Spoilers, yes, I did.
Okay. No, you did. You actually did.
Not
you
for
did.
Me, for everybody else.
Okay. For everybody out there.
Yeah, that's waiting.
That's not in this room.
Yeah.
We're a couple weeks past Christmas. Even
I
if know. They got
well, they, I mean, they did the 1008 Pokemon video, so they already spoiled some of the evolution, evolutions, and then the Pokemon that are in that game.
Why did they stop? Why didn't they go to 1008? Why not just stop at 1000?
Yeah, I saw that tweet today. Was that today?
Yeah.
How many? You have to collect 1000 coins?
No. Well, yeah. For the one Pokemon to evolve, you have to collect 1000 coins.
But if you know Antoine.
Is he breeding them?
You just ask him for
all right, full disclosure, I did. Cheat? Not. I don't know about cheating. I touch traded a couple of the legendaries because I don't feel like doing them to finish my Pokedex.
You know,
you're a fraud.
Never
a fraud.
Listen, kids, never meet your heroes. Okay. I thought he was a true Pokemon.
He tweeted
master.
That out a couple weeks ago, or a week ago, or
and
no, it's been like a month.
My whole world is a lie now. So just throw that out.
So we all met each other in person now, and everybody knows that I'm 6'9". You can't really tell sitting down. The table skews it, all right? There's like a weird...
Well, he's sitting way further back.
Yeah, of course, perspective. Right
now, but he's actually near the oven. Like,
just reach out and grab it.
Josh, did you play anything on the plane?
No, I tried to sleep and then I just watched stuff because I was like, I didn't even,
it's almost too much effort to get.
I was in a middle seat and it was an older plane where my bag was like super tight under the seat. So I had no room for my feet really. And I was like, I just want this to be over with. I just want it to be over with. So yeah, I didn't. And I honestly, because it was such an early flight, I'm like, I want to get as much sleep as possible to get for tonight, really, so mm-hmm. that there's at least some energy, right? So I didn't play. I haven't played the only. Oh my god, I don't even want to admit this. I signed up for that Unite Pass.
I saw you playing the other night, and then Baldo was also playing. So I was like, "Are they playing together?"
No, I don't play. I sign in, grab my money because it's actual like in-game currency when you sign up for this pass, and then I'm like, go through and spend probably 15 minutes going through all the menus, grabbing all the things that I have no clue even what they do,
and then you turned it off,
and then I turn it off.
Wow, the menus are kind of daunting. There, I've done that where I just go in. I clear all the little notifications, and then I'm done.
What are you guys expecting, like playing multiplayer games in the same room? Like, is that going to bring you back to how Nintendo used to be?
I have a fun one that we should probably try. I think I bought it for less than $1. It's called Screen Peek.
You're invisible.
And you have to look at everyone else's screen.
Interesting.
Like old school GoldenEye. And so you're invisible to everybody else. And you just have to shoot in the general area where they are based on screen peeking. So
maybe Nintendo will
release GoldenEye?
Release GoldenEye while we're here.
Yeah, tomorrow.
I'm excited to play in person. Especially like, you know, Strikers is going to be fun. I used to get into like actual fist fights, so I can't wait to do that again.
We have very clear instructions from Cheesy's wife to not
go to the hospital,
hurt anybody too badly.
I think she specifically said, "Don't call her." She didn't say, "Don't hurt anybody."
Yeah, she's like, "I don't care. Just don't bother me."
Which we might die out on the driveway here. So.
That's not a joke. Like, we're laughing, but
it's pretty icy.
Yeah. Did anybody else rock in the Converse? Like, yeah, there's
my Vans were slipping off.
Yeah, so there you go. It was a little brutal, but a couple more questions from chat here. It says, this is from Cryptic. It says, not a Nintendo question, but Josh, anyone new to Denver, any specific type of food you're looking forward to?
I think he's looking for a Rocky Mountain Oysters question.
Oh my god.
Is that specific to this area?
I have a farmer's only. Of course I know what that is.
Does Johnny know what that is?
Yeah, we talked about it earlier.
Oh, okay.
And he said I was pretty like open to eating whatever.
I try it.
Like whatever. I try it. You only live once. Right? Yeah. You only live once.
More than anything, I'll try it, sure. But more than anything, I want to watch Crawler try it.
Yeah, because Crawler doesn't eat anything.
Like, there's this whole story going around about oxtail. I won't eat oxtail, but, like, I'll try whatever else.
So, and I do want to say, for dinner tonight, these guys wanted to go to Chili's, and I thought it was an episode of The Office.
I said there was Chili's near where we were at.
I'm like, wait a minute. I'm in a new city, and you guys want to go to Chili's? Like,
so we went to a pub.
Are you Michael Scott? Like, what is this?
Which has similar food to Chili's.
Hey, so. It's true. It did. It was pretty similar.
Like, I'm pretty sure I got the burger. I could have got a Chili's.
They were like, yeah, hold on. I'll be right back.
Okay.
We're going to run across the street to Chili's.
They're just DoorDashing Chili's right to their restaurant. Oh, my God. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I mean, it's the first day, right? Like,
it's a travel day.
Well, lunch was Chipotle, so I was like,
that's a Denver thing.
That's true.
Well, that's a literally everywhere thing.
No, but it started here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Where we're going for the meetup, speaking of, we're doing a meetup tomorrow if you're in the area.
Mm-hmm. If you're not, fly out.
That's funny. Did you guys see the Discord? Everyone was posted their trip. They're putting it into Google.
Distance
16 hours a day in an hour.
It's like four and a half hours flight from the East Coast. So
just get on that plane. You could be here by the time. But yeah, tomorrow 4:00 p.m. Mountain Time at a 1UP arcade bar, and we're going to the one off Colfax. So not too probably far from. I think the original Chipotle is down there somewhere probably.
Yeah,
but yeah, come hang out. We'll be there. I don't think there's food necessarily specifically at one up, but there's stuff kind of around. It's right next to the Fillmore Auditorium, if you're familiar with Colfax, longest street in America.
Very cool.
Fun fact, Denver fact.
This is from Mario over on Twitch.
The Mario?
Like the Mario.
Wow! It's Mario Mario. Wow.
This is, actually, I'm sorry. It's not Mario.
It's Luigi. It's but I do love Luigi.
M18AB. So
okay. How did you get Mario from that? Because
there's another person in the stream that has a similar name that's like Mario with some leet speak or whatever, right? And so I thought that's what that was. I thought it was the same person. Forgive me. The 400th episode is finally here. Have loved listening since a little bit before episode 200 and following the journey it's taken. I enjoy it now as much as I always have and look forward to episode 500. Well, episode 500 will be happening this weekend, so you won't be waiting long.
We will be doing 101-second podcast.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So
I think around episode, no, I think I came in a little later than 200, but I think that person was a little off on their on when they started enjoying it.
It didn't start until you showed up.
How big is that head? I need to, like,
I do. So I am cranially endowed.
Yeah. But he had two snaps.
I don't know how much time. Hold on, I gotta take my hat off.
Whoa, is that?
Oh,
whoa! He took the hat off. He was like, will be the night, you know?
People need to pay for that usually.
Is that a tip bonus on
no, YouTube but game? It will be now.
There we go. There we go. Let's see. Servant said, remember episodes 1 through 250 when Josh played games? Good times.
Oh.
Thank you.
You would play games during the podcast? Or
there was a time before you came on where we were playing Mario Golf. We had
to
play
because it was nothing to talk about. And people
they did not like that.
Didn't like it.
So kind of like today, there's nothing to talk about because there hasn't really been. Yeah, like, but we're not playing a game. No news.
Yeah, but the three of us would be in Restream with my gameplay up on the screen because through OBS, gotcha. I would put it up. And we were just playing 18 holes of Mario Golf.
It's hard to concentrate, like, having a discussion and playing a game. So I understand where they're coming from a little bit. But, I mean, there were some dark times for Nintendo.
That was a rough summer.
Yeah, it was. It was. This is from Brian. This is pretty good. It says, anyone have a favorite episode memory? So if you guys do, you know, feel free, whether you know, on the panel here or in chat, if you guys have a favorite. This is Brian's. It says, mine is when Josh talked about Brian Altano. He got roasted online for something he said. And then I immediately said, that's a shame because Brian Altano is a good gold medalist American figure skating hero.
What would Brian Altano do?
And halfway through my sentence, Josh lost it. Was like, no, not Brian Altano. And it took me a couple of minutes to refocus. Good times. Yeah.
I have a favorite episode.
Okay.
It was, I don't know, last year. I feel like there was two chips involved.
Oh God!
And
and a bet
and a bet
and a gloating winner of a bet
and a bet. That was definitely the one chip challenge.
Yeah, for those that don't know, there was a one chip challenge bet, and I thought that Tears of the Kingdom at the time, Breath of the Wild sequel, was going to be coming out in 2021 or 2022.
And I was in that camp with you.
Which, I mean, Josh kind of forced you to, like, pick a side. I don't know how you haven't been mad at him for that. Because Josh was like, shot. Oh, I think, Crawler, we should get in on this. Like, which side do you want? And you, I mean, for someone that has, like, very particular taste, did the one chip challenge with me. And I am so happy that somebody else did it with me. So thank you. But at the same time, like...
You've
held your tongue.
We were talking to Cheesy's wife today, and she was apparently so freaked out.
She had ice cream ready for him.
Like, she said she was afraid he was going to die from the one chip challenge.
I think it's possible. I think you could. I think you could.
I think you could die from anything.
That is true. Oh, I thought you were trying to kill him just now. Oh, no. It's a Knives Out mystery.
No, just keeping his mic. Keeping his mic in check. So
yeah.
Let's see. Michael says, favorite memory from the podcast since you started or since you've joined? Okay, asking the same question. I figured he was gonna say once Cheesy joined.
I feel like I black out every week for an hour on Thursday nights. I don't really remember episode.
Carl's not really there. It's a cardboard cutout of him.
So this is from M18 again. It says, my favorite was the first episode I ever listened to. Josh brought on like three guests in addition to him, Eric, and Crawler, and talked about the future of Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo. Each guest talked in depth about what they liked and didn't and disliked about their gaming's company's output. And I don't remember who those guests were now at this time, but I do remember we brought on, there were people from an Xbox show and from a PlayStation show, and it was a good time. So here we go. This cryptic says, to be fair, Crawler apparently lost his chip due to shipping issues for a while, but glad he
I can go pull up my Amazon. I think I pulled up my Amazon account and showed it.
I mean, I was getting a little worried because there was an expiration date on my chip, and I was like, how much longer are we going to wait on this? Because
I think I got a refund on the one that didn't show, and then I ordered it again.
The package is a coffin, so I mean, like, probably shouldn't wait too long.
Oh, man.
No. So
I can't wait until a future episode when we find out that I have won another bet that Splatoon 3 did not outsell Splatoon 2.
Did we ever come up with what the challenge is going
to
be?
They have to do a calendar shoot, right?
Oh, yeah, no. I think I think saltine challenge.
That might not be a bad thing.
It would be awful to do.
Yeah.
You'll spray crumbs all over your desk.
Yeah, I'm not.
Or we could do the milk jug challenge.
All in the keyboard and do the what?
The milk jug challenge.
No. That you're guaranteed to vomit, I think, on that one.
You are.
I don't know. We don't have good ideas. We need people to give us ideas. I guess a pie in the face one was pretty good.
What? Yeah.
A pie in the face.
You guys, some of these comments are fantastic. So Nate says he loved this was crazy. Hate Zero and I planned a fight on the show, and then he wasn't able to come back
for like three weeks.
Like 3 weeks.
And it was so, only supposed to be a week.
Yeah.
And then life happened and he wasn't there for
like
what kind of fight are we talking about?
It was an April Fool's
show. It was an April Fool's
show. Screw you, I'm out of here. We ended the episode that way.
He left.
Come back?
No. And I remember,
and
like,
Josh and I had to keep the charade up for 3-4 weeks. It was horrible.
Yeah, and I'm getting messages like, "Is he coming back? I really like this perspective."
We had people watching a lot though. That I think didn't we have like 100 people watching that episode?
Yeah. Usually we would go live with like 6 people, and we had like 50 in there, at like wanting the tea. Like what?
Well, happened? We don't know what's going to happen after this weekend. We usually spend an hour or two a week with each other,
and that's enough. Like this one,
we're already past that at this point.
Yeah.
So Servant says, favorite episode when lockdown started and Animal Crossing was all the craze. That was a really fun time for the community for sure. Nate says, one of my favorite moments is when Crawler got super overly excited with Star Wars Pod Racers and totally out of character, he screamed, "We have Joy-Cons now!"
I wanted to do physical!
What, so like you wanted to like hold them? So
wanted to go, and this is Pod Racing!
Right? But you know, on 64, you can plug into ports 1 and 3. And you can set the Joy-Con, the joysticks to just be thrusters, and you can pod race like Anakin. And I wanted that. And they didn't do that.
Did you get it? Or did you
I have
get
it on
the Switch?
Yeah, I think
it doesn't let you do it.
I don't know. I haven't played around with it that much.
M18 saying, I totally remember the Hate Zero incident. Thought it was real. Brian says, we could have predicted Crawler would say that, right? There was a time that I kept getting bad reviews because I say it's like it's prediction instead of prediction, right?
Prediction.
Yeah. And so like purr, like a cat, right? And so,
people would write 1-star reviews and.
Yeah. And Brian was, he was like, really? Well, I am predicting that this entire episode is going to be full of predictions just for that 1-star. Like, oh my gosh.
Speaking of reviews, leave a 5-star.
Oh yeah. New channel. Reviews help.
Yeah, they do.
One of my favorite episodes is when John Ebo wasn't there. And I don't remember what we talked about, but it was a really good podcast.
That hurts.
That stings a little.
Josh has left us the keys of the kingdom a couple
of
weeks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We've had to do it without him. That's scary.
I've never gone back and listened. I'm just like, I believe you guys did it.
Oh, you should go back and listen. We talked about some questionable things.
We've talked about mice procreating tonight. Like, we almost got the spit tank. We almost got the spit tank. And Nate says, that was the most arrogant I've seen Cheesy. So they...
That's what happens when you meet me in person.
Yeah, and just so you guys know, after this week, I can tell you that the rivalry is going to
ramp up.
Like, I can.
John's ready to rip off his shirt and arm wrestle.
Yeah, this whole persona of you wanting to like rip off your shirt and arm wrestle.
Nobody knows about that. That's all the drafts. That was private.
They know about it now.
So make sure you leave a comment below if you want to see Johnny rip off his shirt and arm wrestle Cheesy.
Wait, am I also shirt wrestling this?
You're tethered to it. That's what you got.
So, we might arm wrestle this weekend.
Lacey says, look at the boys all together. Whose mom's house is this? It's Crawler's mom's house. That's always the answer. That is always the answer. So, no, we're just in an Airbnb in a
secret location
in Denver. And I will say this about Denver. It looks like they printed this city and it only goes so far and then they just start over again. And it was
it's Target at Barnes & Noble. Like,
so did you guys go to a Target by his house?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we came over here.
Yes. It was the same exact thing. It was a Target at Barnes & Noble. On either end, mm-hmm. Same thing.
With a King Supers thrown in somewhere?
And probably a Chipotle. Maybe. There was
some type of grocery store in there.
I was like, is this where we ate Chipotle when we pulled into Target tonight? And you guys were like, no, this is a different...
Josh is like, I'm pretty sure I saw this person already.
Exactly. Oh my God, here we go. Here we go from Cryptic.
Oh, that is
one of my favorite moments was when Cheesy dressed up as Johnny Bo.
Were you gone that episode?
Yeah, I was gone. That was the episode I was gone. Yeah.
Maybe. No, actually, he had makeup on. He put makeup on and did it.
Yeah. Oh, you know, you were sick.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you darkened your beard or something too.
Yeah. I wore a hat, darkened the beard, wore some glasses.
Had us all fooled for the entire episode. Acting ability was Oscar winning.
Hey, thank you.
So there you go. Yeah, people are excited, guys, for your arm wrestling here.
Oh, but... yeah, no, we got... Yeah, we can make it mud wrestling. I don't know, man.
I mean,
we just met, man. I don't know if I want to get that close.
It's about to get weird.
M18 says, I remember. I grabbed the wrong comment here. 1 second. Forgive me. Remember when Crawler was trying to come up with his new intro? That was good times.
Well, did you have another intro?
I feel like
I feel like Eric made me go through a few different things, but I don't remember. That was a while ago.
Yep. Yeah, because he would always come in like, yo, it's your boy.
It's your boy, Hate Zero.
Your hero, right? So. Yep.
That's fun. Did we even say who we were at the beginning of this podcast?
He introduced us and we did socials.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. Remember we did the TikTok.
I didn't do coming at you.
It's been. Oh, yeah. We forgot you. We went into.
I did my socials, but I don't know if I said.
That might have been in the TikTok.
I don't know if you said, hey, cheese curds. So say hello.
What's up, cheese curds?
I don't have a phrase. I don't need one.
Yeah.
There you go.
You always have something to say.
Yeah, that's true. That is mine.
You always like to interrupt people.
I've been doing pretty good today. I think.
We dead air.
I don't know what to do with my hands, though.
I just didn't want to say anything because I knew he would interrupt. So I was like, I was waiting for it.
Yeah, but no, I seriously don't. I don't. This is weird. I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, do I put them in my pocket?
I'm Ricky Bobby.
Well, and I made all these guys put pants on because this is a see-through glass table. So I was like, I know you guys typically podcast pant free, but it's not happening tonight. Like, go. Only Crawler gave me a little bit of grief about it, but we initially were going to set up on the couch, and then we were like, that's going to look really weird.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Really, really strange. So we got this. Crawler and I moved this glass table without breaking it.
So we have to move it back. So we'll
still
see.
Have to move it back.
Yeah. But we have our beautiful kitchen backdrop.
Yeah.
We got a sign.
Yeah, I think while we have the community here, mm-hmm. it'd be nice to know, you know, what is it that you would like to see going forward? I mean, our 400th episode, it's amazing that we're here live, but like for the community, what is it that you want to see? What can we do for you?
It's a great point. So put in the chat, guys, if there's stuff you would like to see from this show moving forward. Part of the plan moving forward is to basically do about 30 minutes of news and 30 minutes of topic so that we come up with topics from the community. There is stuff getting put in the chat right now that I am not going to put on screen or read, but wow. Cryptic says, great question, Cheesy. I would like you all to start going all digital. Servant coming in hot says, have you tried being funny? That would be nice to see moving forward. Hurtful. Jasmine says, four guys, one Airbnb. That's the cleanest one yet. So
go watch the TikTok. Go watch the TikTok. No, that one's in drafts. Is that one in drafts?
It's a mess. Trying to create our first TikTok with no director.
Four dudes.
Come watch four dudes.
Making a podcast. Don't tell me what the podcast is about. Or
when our TikTok hits 100 followers, I will post.
Because do you have that in drafts?
I do.
Okay.
So I will post. I posted it in the wrong channel, so it has the wrong at on it. But
the draft saved it.
But so I still have okay. I still have the video. So when we hit 100, I'll post that for you guys.
Is
so.
Community guidelines going to take it down because it's going to see a different at on it?
No,
it should be fine. Yeah.
Okay. Oh my gosh. We're going to do group ring fit tonight.
I left that one at home. I don't
Can
have
you
one.
Do that multiplayer?
I mean, we could, life will find a way.
I mean, there was, that was a weird ad because like we had the Wii Fit before and then they like, I think they teased the ring and nobody knew what it was until the very next day and they showed off the ring fit. And I remember watching the trailer for that because it's just people that are using basically a Pilates ring for gaming. But then they had people over. So there's one person that's like
laying
doing
on the
leg
floor.
Kicks and everybody's on the couch and they're like, you got it, keep going. Like
this is one of the top selling games on the Switch.
Yeah, I never want to work out this way.
Hey, I've lived this, okay? I've lived this during my streams to get the pack. So and thank you guys for that. So Lacey says, how frequently do you all play as a group? Would love to see you all on a Smash tournament or something to that effect.
Well, tune in this weekend.
we have done it a few times, and I think the times that we've done it were very fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
like the Mario Party. The
Mario Party was a lot. Hilarious.
Remember when Cheesy lost to me by an absolute split
by
second?
Like a tippy toe?
That was a good. Yeah, on the it was on the vine swing.
Yeah, it was the mini game where you're like swinging from vine to vine, and then yep. you have to land on the tree branches like the finish line. And I swear we landed at the exact same time, and it's like Mario won, and I was Luigi. So I mean, like something
game, game bias.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think yeah we've done it. We haven't done it very often, but we have done it a few times.
Yeah,
I think we.
I think at the time when we did the Mario Party one, I was working with my laptop that would kind of just like fizzle out.
Oh yeah,
didn't look very good. But now I think we could do more, and we could have tournaments with the yeah. with the community.
We are planning content. Like we're taking part of this weekend to plan things.
How we want our short form content to look.
Sold it.
Stay tuned.
The mud wrestling's coming, right?
Mud wrestling. Weekly mud wrestling.
How do you film that?
By yourself. Yeah. Back in Philadelphia.
And then we let the community decide who won.
So this is from, I think it's C. Conrad, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. This has been a huge fan of NPC for years. Super stoked to see the crew together for the first time. The show is fantastic. So much insight, many laughs, and that Nintendo nostalgia hit that I look forward to each week. You guys do amazing work, and I hope each of you crush it in 2023. I'd like to buy you guys a round of beers. Where can I send a Venmo to? Thank you so much, Conrad. Yeah, seriously, you. We appreciate it. Thank you, thank you.
I feel like he said that directed at me, that specifically for me.
Go ahead. Again, that head is just getting bigger.
How many snaps are you at now? Do you have any snaps left?
Don't make fun of my snaps, man.
I mean, that is pretty incredible mm-hmm. when you think about how many people actually listen to us weekly and how you have been able to grow. And Crawler, you've been there pretty much since the beginning. How much, you know, you've grown an audience to have people listen to Nintendo news and... Right. You just, I guess you never kind of have that perspective of, wow, this is like a real big deal that people like to listen to us and tune in. Like it's just some kind of form of escapism for mm-hmm. them just for an hour, you know, out of their weekday. And we provide that for them.
Yeah. And we enjoy ourselves. And I hope that comes through for you guys. Cause when
I feel like there were times that they probably knew that we didn't enjoy what we were talking about.
True. But I will say more often than not, as of late, when we get done and we hit the end stream button, the general consensus that we're talking about was that was so much fun. Mm-hmm. Like it's
and then we talk about Lego.
And then we continue to talk for usually another hour, hour and a half, unless Josh has to go run away and eat. But
sometimes I eat late, you know, what can I say?
Starts talking about Lego, Star Wars, and he's like, all right, boys, I'm out.
See you later, nerds. I'm out. No, but it's, you know, I see so many kind words in the chat. Fun Speculation, guys, I want to say go and check out Fun Speculation if you're on YouTube. Does a fantastic Xbox show. He's part of the Xbox Factor podcast that I will be back on this week. And, you know, I see from Stan says, congratulations. Like there's so many kind words and Cheesy's correct. Like it is a little bit mind blowing just thinking about like what we have created here. And, you know, it's because of you guys that you can't type Nintendo on any podcast player and not see Nintendo PowerCast. And that's from you guys listening week in, week out, from the reviews that you leave on the different platforms. And, you know, it's like, it just fills me with gratitude. And so just really, really appreciate everybody that's involved. You know, we've got an incredible team of moderators, you know, and it's just, it's a testament to just gaming in general, right? Because I see Hate Zero in the chat, right? We have been friends since Xbox Live came out.
Rainbow Six, right?
Rainbow Six 3 is the game that started it all. And to then eventually do a podcast years down the road. And, you know, I really do, like, we don't talk all the time, but he's still one of my closest friends. He showed up, he drove, I was playing a concert in Oregon. He drove to Oregon, or drove to like Cannon Beach from, I think he was in Salem at the time. It was not a short trip, just to come watch, you know, watch us play and get to meet in person, you know. Brian, like getting to, when we were doing the Destiny stuff, and Bungie invited us to the reveal of Destiny 2. And I stayed at his house in Anaheim. We were just talking about it on stream not too long ago, how I kicked his Rogue One poster off of his wall while I was sleeping. It was this framed movie poster just slammed down in his apartment, like apparently broke the frame. Like,
what a jerk.
Exactly. Exactly. But I mean, you know, it blows my mind. It blows my mind. And it's what's the coolest thing for me. And it's completely off topic from gaming, but is that it really, this last few months, I've really been able to like change my mindset to the point that I can see how incredible this stuff is. I always would look at different things that I didn't necessarily celebrate. And there, I mean, the four of us are in the same room, right? We've got 30 people in our live stream right now. Like, it's, and these are people that I consider friends.
We have history, you know? With, yeah.
Yeah, it's really incredible. And so, well,
it's funny sitting next to you, and my kids called me tonight before they went to bed. My kids are more excited to talk to these guys than they are me, because, like, and they've never met any of them, but, like, William had questions for Johnny about Pokemon, and my youngest wanted to talk to Cheesy, and it's like, and Josh talked to the kids on their drive home from school today, and when we were at dinner, and it's just it's funny,
yeah.
And they're super excited. They're going to come by the house here on Saturday. I think we're going to play some games with them. They're all really excited, so it'll be great.
Lacey, let's see. M18 says, by the end of the episode, it feels like Cheesy and Johnny Bo are going to play a heated match of Rock'em Sock'em.
Oh,
very
yeah.
possible. Nate says, yeah, love it. Love it here. All BS aside, love it. Yep. Brian said he never financially recovered from that, from me knocking the poster off the wall. Nate says, I've made a lot of good friendships in this community. Yeah, I mean, that it doesn't get any better than that, right? Like, it's super important. And Lacey says, I'm now realizing the NPC PowerCast sign behind is a physical thing hanging from the ceiling made out of Lego, right?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. I have hit my head on it 6 times because I do not remember that it's there.
keep standing up and hitting it. Brian says, I remember seeing D2 on PC for the first time and zooming in, and I was like, oh, that bokeh. The assistant near the PC was like, did you just say bokeh? Like, so when we were at the event, and yeah, that was, you know, that was crazy. Walking around
with all those other creators and
some massive creators. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that's where we met Fran. Mirabella, and been friends since. Like, there were some very big name creators. I sat right behind Sniper Wolf.
The Destiny Con guys were there, right?
Oh yeah.
Your Guardian Con guys.
Yep. Yeah. I talked and hung out with Pope for a while, and just, yeah, it was wild. It was such a surreal experience, and just crazy. Just absolutely crazy. So this is from, let's see, Bilbro Bagginsons says, congratulations, episode 400, guys. Absolutely love getting to listen to the podcast at work. Really great, friendly vibe, except for Cheesy and Johnny. I added that.
It's a friendly rivalry.
they're frenemies. Friendly. It's good.
Brian's just coming in.
I'm not gonna.
So Cheesy.
Yes, Johnny.
Why do you hate me so much? Like, what was the first thing like we disagreed on?
I honestly think that it was your TikToks. So like I saw your TikToks and you're such a troll to people.
What?
And I was like, this is the type of person that I would like not hang out with. And somehow I'm here with you today. But like I think it's
this
always
the type of person I would not hang out with. Cool. We're all sleeping in the same house, guys. Hopefully we recover from this.
I might sleep with my eyes open tonight.
No, I don't know. I've always have been like really respectful towards.
Wait, you're saying I'm not respectful?
Exactly. No. What I'm saying is I've always been respectful towards others. So, and like, I've never really had anyone to like pick on, I guess. And like most people, like
not even pick, riff with.
Yeah, riff. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
Johnny,
sometimes
are you
we
honored
pick on
to be
other.
The first person Cheesy's bullied?
No, what is this? What is this? But like, all right, so my TikToks are one thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, it's a persona.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going with.
That's what I'm going with.
But I do things to cause reactions.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to specifically think of things that are going to annoy you.
Well, I don't see your TikToks anyway. I follow you, and TikTok is like, you don't want to follow him. You don't want to see his stuff.
Yeah, I don't remember what the first thing I had to do. It was probably this Splatoon, something. Splatoon.
Well, so, I mean, you made a couple of Animal Crossing videos, and I was pretty happy with Animal Crossing coming out, and that's when I was posting, like, a lot of TikToks at the time. And so we became friends that way just through TikTok. And, like, I don't think you were trolling yet. You were doing, like, taking sounds.
I was doing sincere content.
Yeah. But no, I mean, like, in all honesty, as much as it pains me to say it, I do have to, like, thank John Ebo for getting me on this show. Because, like, I didn't even, you know that this was a thing. And Johnny was like, I think it was
I think Josh.
You had talked to Josh, and then Josh reached out to me and was like, hey, man, we're doing our weekly podcast. Would you like to join? And I was like, sure. Yeah, I've never done a podcast before. And it was a good time. I think I was pretty nervous. And then
I was nervous my first time. I remember.
And then Josh was like, you're doing this every week.
Yeah, that was the thing. It was like, how did you enjoy it? I was like, yeah, it was a great time. He's like, cool. So we do this every week. You're coming back. And I was like, oh. But I am really grateful to be a part of this journey. And like, I mean, I think I've had so many different opportunities that have come my way that have just really helped me professionally. And I mean, I do owe it to you guys. So thank you for that.
Of course, man. Of course. I love this. It says, this is from M18. Cheesy and Johnny bring a great chemistry to the podcast that I didn't know I needed listening to NPC until they joined.
Johnny does say some things where you're like, okay, hold up.
It's called being a contrarian,
which you love to be. I think you just do that on purpose. Like you don't even believe in your own opinion. No. You just want to. You want to go against the grain.
You don't even believe in your own opinion.
Just want to see the world burn. Yeah, is what you want to do.
Sometimes, yes, but digital is still better. So
there you go. There you go. Let's see. Servant. Servant says, Cheesy went from barely talking to burning Johnny in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I do remember.
That is something we had to tell Cody Cheesy about. We had to be like, you need to talk. Just jump in. Do it. You got it. You got to talk. We're gonna keep talking. You got to inject in. So he's gotten better at that.
Nate says, I love the irritation by Cheesy with Johnny Bo Dynamic.
I mean, it's really something new, and I don't know how I feel about it because I'm a really laid back type of person. So this one's always just kind of poking me. And there's just a side of me that comes out that I didn't even know existed.
This is, I don't know if I should read some of the things that Brian puts. He says, this is how the conversation went. Hey, I have this little thing I'd like you to come to. It's got a few other dudes there. It only takes an hour. We'll try new things.
That's how you sell a podcast, right?
That's how you went. So
four dudes making a podcast.
So Cryptic says, Josh, from your perspective, you've had Crawler since the beginning. What has it been like having Johnny and Cheesy on the show, and how has it helped as the main host? I think it's just the thing for me is coming, like, the show starts to come into its own, right? Like, we've had so many evolutions and changes throughout the years. Schedules change. People can't make it. But, like, this feels like – it feels like we've been doing this for a long time, even though it's only been – I mean, what, like a year and a half for Johnny probably? Yeah. Like a little over a year for Cheesy at this point?
It was January last year, right?
September last year.
He celebrated, I remember. Okay. Yeah. So it's just one of those things that, like – you know, you constantly look for the people that have that you just jive with, and there's just good dynamic. And it seems like we've had that going for quite some time now. And just it's so strange. I mean, when you do something like this for 6 years, you really don't care about the people that aren't interested in listening to it, and you really care about the people that are, mm-hmm. right? And so it's like you do your best to put out a quality show that's just fun. And that's really what this has evolved into, is we've just been able to start having fun. Like, it's not that it wasn't fun before. I don't want to say that, but, like, you know, when we had that lull of like, how are we going to keep going? Because I walked away from the Destiny stuff once the game kind of died down, and there was like, the hype levels were at an all-time low. We thought we were all going to be playing like asynchronous tournaments in Mario Golf, and like the community was going to be hyped, and everybody was like, oh, I'm glad I spent $60 on this game, you know? And it was just
and
like,
then Strikers got worse.
And then, yeah. And then we spent like way too many episodes talking about Strikers, and
yeah, we're going to get more once we play it locally.
More than likely. Yeah. So it's just, yeah, it's, And I think one of the things for me, and I've been doing it on stream too, is I love just getting more people's voices out there. Like, that's something that's very important to me. Just having more people share their thoughts and maybe come out of their shell and stuff like that. So it's just a joy to watch the way this whole thing has come together. And you know, because it's more than just us talking about games week after week. There's deep conversations that happen between us, you know, after the record button is not on.
I don't know if Kylo Ren being better than Vader is a deep conversation, but
well, I mean, that's
the private chat on Discord keeps us entertained as well. So
yes, yeah,
yeah. I don't have many friends like outside of this space, and I consider everybody here a close friend and members of the community. I've gotten to know some of them, and it's been good. It's been a good time.
We were all really excited for this weekend, and we're happy it's here and just getting started.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Servant says, Josh, have you, how have you seen the community grow alongside the show over these 6 years? I mean, there's 1,500 people in our Discord, right? I mean,
we haven't printed it lately. You
should No, I am. I just looked at it today. I just looked at it today. I mean, you know, people come and go as their hype level for whatever, you know, if it's Smash or whatever. Because I mean, we probably half the Discord at one time was all because of Smash Bros. Mm-hmm. And so, and Animal Crossing also brought a lot of people in. And
we'll probably see another surge for like Tears of the Kingdom. And
I mean, because that's how people find us. I mean, that's how I know I found Josh. When I got a Switch, I had been listening to all sorts of Destiny podcasts day in, day out, because that's what I was doing at that time. So when I got a Switch, it's like, well, I need to find some Switch podcasts, and that's how I found it. And I think that's probably how a lot of you found it. So as we continue to just have a fun, dynamic conversation every week, I think that's what brings people in, and we have good SEO for them to find us, but then hopefully they stay for the conversation.
There's a Crawler question here from Cryptic. It says, Crawler, you've been the Robin to Batman. how was this experience? I'm Joker.
You're.
What does that make you?
You're just a random citizen. You're not even part of this.
Says, how has this experience helped you as a content creator? When, if you start streaming, LOL. And how? I mean, how many times?
A couple times.
How many times have you been like, you guys can follow me on Twitch, but I don't use it. And how did it help you actually host on NPC for the first time not too long ago?
I mean, I think we've been doing this since what? Right? I was a regular. We started the Smash Bros. Cast. Has that been 4 years now? Longer?
I believe it was the end of 2018 when Smash came out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it would have been before, it would have been at the announcement of Smash.
April. Yeah, it was in April because I know I went out and I bought this microphone right here.
Yep.
And I was super nervous and didn't know how to breathe when I was talking on a podcast. But yeah, I mean, it's been an evolution. It's been, equipment I bought to better the production for you and for me. And I think it's just been being comfortable out in front of a camera. Cause that's, I mean, I don't like getting my picture taken. I don't like doing a lot of stuff, but this is something I look forward to every week. I think all four of us talk about how much we look forward to getting on the show and just talking with our friends. That evolution has brought that about. But then with Josh being gone the 1 or 2 weeks that he was, I mean, it's been a little off the rails, but we had fun doing it and it didn't completely fall apart. You guys are all still here. So
we had topics, you know, we talked about things.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been fun and it's been a great journey and I look forward to it. I've been doing more TikToks. I haven't really been getting in front of the camera on my TikToks, but that's been something I've been kind of, this has been my main form of content creation. So to kind of start branching out and doing a little bit more, I think that's exciting. And the conversations that we've been having this week, or this weekend, we got more
big things coming.
There you go.
This is a great question here. Cryptic says, Johnny Bo, you've been on the winning side of Splatoon 3 with a perfect record with Splatfest. How hard is it to remain champ? And any advice you can give Cheesy?
I have advice. I joined like halfway through the Splatfest this week and I won because I picked Sweet.
Yeah, because I think it shows you who's leading at halftime. That's not my secret.
Wink. It's a secret, though.
So Cheesy, if you didn't know, is 0-4 in Splatfest. The self-proclaimed Splatoon champion. I don't even know what.
Thanks, man.
You're like S+50.
Yeah, he's better at it than all of us.
So here's my strategy. I joined the team that I think is going to be popular. So I joined Sweet.
And play very little.
I play two matches.
And called it a day.
And then I could say that I participated. I got some sea snails. And I think I'm 3-1. So, Cheesy's doing it wrong.
What a sucker for playing Splatfest.
I know. I mean, I spent like almost 72 hours last weekend just playing the Splatfest.
72 hours?
I forgot about it.
I mean,
the whole weekend.
I mean, I played with my friends. We were on the same team. So that was a lot of fun. We were just doing through voice
what was
chat
your end rank?
Through Discord.
Champion plus or king plus what?
Yeah, ruler plus 10, I think. So
and I probably
I just love the game.
Just, like, and you're done with the season pass, right? You're done.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. I have to wait until they have a new catalog.
What a loser!
So you got to play.
God forbid the person plays a Nintendo game and then comes and talks about it on a Nintendo podcast.
That seems weird. All right. Brian says, time for the hard-hitting questions. Josh, 1, what is your favorite genre of game? And 2, why is it Witches on Brooms? Oh, my
God. You do have a lot of hours on that game.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you.
You got to get how many points do you have to get the special
the fast bike? I don't know. We'll have to set up a new
Bayonetta?
No. It's a
groom in the night sky.
It is
shovelware.
It is known as the worst. It's in the top 10 worst Switch games of all time.
Uh-huh.
And chat loves when they got to choose my game, they would choose Vroom in the Night Sky, and then recently picked up Panty Party. And so
they made a special account to put
things. N64 Troll. I had to sign into it on my Switch, and it has games that I would never purchase or play. So
that's hilarious. You know,
I think you played it on your main account, didn't you?
I probably did. Yeah, not
so there is a game that has a very questionable name on the eShop.
Starts with an H, probably.
Starts with an H.
Yeah.
How is that a thing?
Ends with an end time.
Tried to keep it.
We didn't say it. Like you said the H, I said the rest.
But like, how does Nintendo let that happen?
The eShop is the wild, wild west right now.
Hey, it if it has an ESRB rating,
M for mature.
Right? I mean, Nintendo said in the 90s, Night Trap will never be on a Nintendo system.
I have that on my
and Night Trap is on the Switch. So, you know.
But you know what's not on the Switch?
They've edited some of those games, I think. They aren't allowed to have.
So it's not actual. Then why did I buy it?
Because you're a weeb. And we're going to cut that part out.
I did not. That was a joke. Humor's lost on you people.
All right, guys. We are hitting that 90-minute mark. So,
follow the socials.
Follow the socials. Stay in the Discord. Or jump in the Discord. We'll be updating when we're going to go live again. Hopefully, we can go live with some games. Our setup is wild. Honestly, we've got crazy switchers and all these cameras. And so we're going to try.
We haven't even hooked up a Switch yet.
Yeah, we may have to get a monitor that we can set here and then possibly just play while we're, you know, we're going to have to see. But we really do want to get some games in on stream, maybe even with you guys. Who knows? We'll have to see the set. Like, again, the set, we're on a mobile setup that's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
pretty crazy.
But
right
we
now.
Did it.
So
I mean,
I
got
to give
a shout out
to my buddy Mike for hooking us up with an extra set of lapel mics and the switcher. Like, yeah, and the hour long training it took to learn how to use all this stuff. So, I'll give you guys a little behind the scenes. What you're not seeing on this iPad is where I'm changing cameras right here. So. As everybody.
Oh, we were supposed to like make them think that there's some gremlin.
Like we have an actual producer. Yeah. And I'm like, come on, you're producing. No, so little behind the scenes look there. So we just want to say thank you so much. We appreciate you guys. Like for real, this is this has been an amazing 400th episode. Seeing all of you guys turn out, hang out with us late, and. Lacey said, honestly, the audio is great for the mobile setup. Shout out to the microphone.
I got a kick out of this. No smoking signs in the shot. I didn't realize that.
Right. And as we're doing this, I'm looking and the kitchen light should have been off and then we would have been brighter. And I'm just like, you know, like all the stuff I start thinking about. Oh, there he goes. Oh, hey, look.
No,
it was helping us too much. Yep. Wait. There we go. I don't know. Wait, a little mood lighting. All right, guys.
We're going to end it right now.
Yeah, we're going to end it like that. Thank you guys so much, seriously, for being here. Thank you for just everything. You guys are amazing, and we're going to keep rocking and rolling and see how much more community involvement we can get. That's really, really something we've been talking a lot about and want to get you guys included as much as possible. So
make sure you write reviews.
Yeah, reviews on iTunes are huge. So
and we do and have big YouTube. Things coming.
We do. We do. So much love, everybody. Don't listen to Johnny Bo ever. And I'm just kidding, Johnny. I love you. Cheesy doesn't. Bye, everybody.